the sunshine. Somewhere the birds sing the glories of a new dawn. Somewhere sanity reigns. But here, here the norm is madness. Asylum of the Insane, filmed in Horoscope. See the thrilling scenes in 3D. Real three-dimensional terror that jumps off the screen and into your lap. Rated GP, you must see it from the beginning. No one will be admitted during the last 14 minutes. Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane. Produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
Yeah, haunted house.
Oscar and the Majestics, a band from Gary, Indiana, that came and went in the 1960s. Haunted House, here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Also, Tommy Oliver and his orchestra from 1958, with David Seville's Witch Doctor. That's on the album The Rockin' 50s. It's said that this tune saved Liberty Records from bankruptcy. David Seville's real name was Ross Bagdasarian, and he started out to be an actor. He appeared in some movies, but had a lot more success as a songwriter, especially after he created Alvin and the Chipmunks. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, Halloween style. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and later we'll hear a one-off band called The Vampires, who made just one album, entitled At the Monster's Ball, and it's later this half hour. How about a visit to another haunted house? Here's one by Kenyon Hopkins, here with the Creed Taylor Orchestra, on an album entitled Shock, Music and Hi-Fi. If you were a 60s monster kid, you probably saw ads for this record in the back pages of Famous Monsters magazine. This is Haunted House on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Thank you.
Haunted house. Haunted house. Haunted house. Floors that creak and quiver. Haunted house. Shapes that shake and shiver. Haunted house. Shadows on each rafter. Twist and turn, mocking me with laughter. Why, oh, why did you leave me? Why, oh, why am I in this lonely, lonely haunted house? Empty rooms are friendless. Haunted house, where the nights are endless. Please, oh please, come back now. Please, oh please, end the night.
The crypt of dark secrets penetrates beyond the darkness, with a dead to return to live again. Twisted nightmares of those who have gone beyond the grave and return possessing innocent young bodies. An unspeakable whirlpool of demonic madness and sexual possession. You pay for the whole seat, but you'll only use the edge. Crypt of dark secrets. Step beyond, if you dare. In Technicolor, rated R.
Time at the mortuary, all the corpses were gathered there. Some were proud in their elegant shrouds, and some were cold and bare. When do we, asked the gaunt one fair, as she smiled with a vacant stare. When the moon is high in a cloudless sky, said a skeleton standing there. I'd like some heart to set a miser old, 'cause my wife had a heart of gold. You eat liver, you Indian giver, for her body you have sold. I love liver, cried a witch in a jitter, and she tore the bats from her hair. There's enough for all, said a vampire tall, on the dissecting table there. A monster sobbed that he couldn't eat, as he held his head in his hands. I lost my head in the vampire's bed, in Vegas at the Sands. A mummy stood in a case nearby, he heaved the most unearthly sigh. Like a corpse with a broken head, I cannot eat because I'm dead. So you can't eat, you dried up lush. Scream the witch, why don't you hush? A hippo stew is our delight. We'd rather eat, she shrilled, than fight. The beautiful corpse of a woman fair sat in the casket across the chair. Let's all have noodle soup, she said. I'm simply wild about chopped head. A group of vampires moan disgust. This eating stuff is not for us. For we are blue bloods through and through. So give us blood, a quart or two. Wyatt screamed, the monster call. Just a bunch of dandies, all. We must not fight, here comes the lion. We'll have to feast tomorrow night.
Atom Age Vampire! You will flame to the stark ritual of a beautiful girl's last searing dance. As tragedy forever mars her loveliness, leaving her to face a world of terror.
I give you my word that I will restore your face. Restore all your beauty.
You will cringe as the demented doctor experiments with a girl's trusting innocence. But to possess the living miracle wrought by his twisted genius, he must forever sacrifice his all to the cunning gods of evil.
A transplant directly from another human being.
A mad creature born of the atomic age, now shackled to a world of rotting bodies and violent death. A sadist, a criminal, a depraved animal, more ferocious than Jekyll, more monstrous than Frankenstein, more bloody than Dracula.
Fire a volley through the window pane.
You will gasp as lust and madness stalk the dark and screaming night in Atom Age Vampire.
Don't worry, my dear Lady Clyde. It will make you feel stronger fast. Go ahead and drink it, my dear. You'll get rid of that tired feeling.
But, Doctor, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Come now, Lady Clyde. You have no idea of the bloody trouble I've been through to provide this medicine. Have a taste and you'll see.
Wow! It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice!
This will cure your pain. 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 Pain.
I'm feeling no pain now. Dr. Gargoyle?
What is your trouble now, Lady Clyde?
The walls seem to be closing in on me.
They are, my dear. They are. They are.
Those are the Vampires, a band led by arranger composer Milton DeLug, on the album At the Monster's Ball, with Mud is Thicker Than Blood, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Ahead of that, Grizz Green, with Jam at the Mortuary. Not sure about this guy, Grizz Green. He sort of looks like Gabby Hayes, but he appears to have done a couple of albums in the late 50s, early 60s. Also, the Voices of Walter Schumann, with yet another tune called Haunted House, 1954. Walter Schumann was an arranger and composer who wrote the Dragnet theme and led this 20-member vocal group. They had a chart hit in 1959 with the Ballad of Davy Crockett. Darryl Brogdon here, glad you joined us for the Halloween edition of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Still to come, The Raven for Beatniks, done by the Moonrays, and music inspired by Edgar Allan Poe. Well, I imagine the quintessential example of monster pop is Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash, which came out in 1962. It was hard to turn on a radio in those days and not hear this song around this time of the year. It continues to be played every Halloween. Bobby Pickett sang with a vocal group called the Cordials, and one night at a show he ad-libbed a Boris Karloff rap over music, and from that grew Monster Mash. Here's Bobby Boris Pickett and friends on the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, God, you impetuous young boy!
Mash good!
Monster mash good! Monster mash good! Monster mash good!
a grave.
The evil you did this day will be avenged.
A curse of the dead hand. The hand that crawls, creeps, and kills.
No, please.
The dead hand that lives. And now the screaming starts. For them. And for you. And now the screaming starts. Starring Peter Cushing from Cinerama Releasing. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Keep your wig loose and your cats cool for the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefit of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
Sandy Nelson out there rapping on my chamber door. Thought I'd check out all was mellow, I grabbed a candle by the door. I said, hey man, you caught me napping, then you start your tapping. But there was only darkness, nothing more. A stately raven, Weirdsville man, all shorn and shaven, cast his shadow on the floor. Ghastly, grim, and ancient bird, speak it, Dad, what's the word? Quoth the raven, nevermore. Through my hall and foyer like a jetpack black destroyer, landing on my bongos on the floor. Here's this blackbird sitting chilling, man, I thought, now this is killing. Wailed that raven nevermore. Thank you.
Igor, they're dancing. That's rock and roll. It looks like such fun. Come on, let's go haunt someone. Oh, Igor, don't you ever think of anything but business? Don't you ever think of girls? Girls? For the girls. You know, girls. That's sort of a vampire with a ponytail. Oh, yeah, girls. I think I strangled one once. Girls don't like me. Well, they would like you if you'd only say nice things to them. Like when you meet a girl, say, Glorioski, what a beautiful neck. Oh, I couldn't do that, Frankie. You know how I hate small talk. Well, come on, Igor. Let's try to dance. It's easy. Look, I'll show you. One, two, three, four. Make a box. A box? How big? 6 feet long? No, Igor, no. It's not that kind of a box. Can't you forget about business for just 1 second? I'm sorry. You know, Igor, I've danced before. You mean when they hung you? No, no, no. Now, don't get smart. It was here that I danced. I wandered in here by mistake and sat down. A girl sent a waiter over to ask me to dance. And you know, Igor, for the waiter, he wasn't a bad dancer. I still think we're wasting our time here when we could be out burying someone. You know, Igor, this music sends me. Let's go out and dig up a couple of chicks. Yeah, man, let's go to the Forest Lawn. No, Igor, forget about business. Let's rock. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it, Igor? I do feel it. Come on, Frankie. Let's rock. I think I'm getting the message. Igor, put me down.
That's Frank Duvall and his orchestra, a song inspired by the movie House on Haunted Hill. And here for you on the Retro Cocktail Hour. You might remember Frank Duvall from TV's Fernwood Tonight, where he played the bandleader Happy Kine. We also heard Bob McFadden and Dore with Frankie and Igor at a rock and roll party. Bob McFadden was a singer and a voiceover artist, and Dore is really singer, composer, poet Rod McEwen. They did an album together in 1959 called Songs Our Mummy Taught Us. And America's Halloween band, the Moonrays, with The Raven for Beatniks. It's on their album Sinister Surf, 2006. Up ahead on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Halloween Spooktacular, Pete Rugolo with music from the movie Jack the Ripper, and Frank Sinatra, too. The Retro Cocktail Hour is heard every week on stations like KECG, serving the San Francisco Bay Area, WSHJ, Southfield, Michigan, and WJFF Radio Catskills in Jeffersonville, New York. Stream the show on demand anytime at Mixcloud.com and at RetroCocktail.org. Buddy Morrow and his orchestra from a fabulous album called Poe for Moderns, Murders in the Rue Morgue, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Because, of course, when you think of Edgar Allan Poe, you naturally think big band music, right? Well, that's what this album is all about. Music inspired by the writings of Poe and played here by Buddy Morrow's band, 1960. Glad you're here for the Halloween edition of the Retro Cocktail Hour, because later on, there's music for Jack the Ripper, plus Sharky Todd and the Monsters. Well, here's one that's good any time of the year, but especially on the eve of All Hallows. It was written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, first recorded by Frank Sinatra in the spring of 1957. It was on the charts for 16 weeks, and since then has been covered by Ella Fitzgerald, Elvis Presley, and Bing Crosby, among many others. He was nominated for Record of the Year at the very first Grammy Awards. Here's the chairman of the board and Witchcraft on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Here at last, the amazing authentic story of Jack the Ripper, the unknown killer whose mass murders shocked the world. The actual cases in the actual setting. London, a city torn apart by fear and hate as the mob howled for the blood of the human monster Scotland Yard could never catch.
Every lunatic and sensation seeker in London has given himself up as Jack the Ripper.
Stop using that stupid name!
I didn't christen him, sir, but the one who did knew what he was talking about. Have you ever seen any of his victims?
Who was this arch fiend who struck in the night? Why were prostitutes his chosen victims?
Mary Clark. Mary Clark. Are you Mary Clark?
Who was Mary Clark, the mystery woman who held the key to his strange passions? What was the ghastly trademark he left on every corpse?
These wounds are not the savage slashings of a maniac. Careful, well-defined abdominal incisions assure good knowledge of anatomy and surgery.
Now you'll see this sensational true story from the files of Scotland Yard, revealed in all its shocking scope. Girls, the Ripper marked for death, caught in the grip of uncontrollable hysteria. The wild gay nights of the turbulent city shadowed by the bloodlust of the most terrifying killer of all time.
The Ripper, he's done it in. The Ripper, he's done another open! The Ripper, he's done it again! The Ripper's done it again!
You too will be swept along in a spell of seething panic as the screen gives a startling answer to the most baffling question in the history of crime.
the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash good!
Count Yorga Vampire is a horror-haunted tale that will take you beyond the boundaries of shock, past the threshold of fear, into a world of the almost human.
Vampires have always fascinated me. They should. Their intelligence is far superior to humans.
Is it true that vampires must be in their resting places before the sun rises? That if the rays of the sun hit them, they will disintegrate?
In Count Yorga Vampire, she creatures of unspeakable cravings become the mistresses of the Death Master, Count Yorga. No, this film is not of centuries past. It is a film of today. It could happen to you. Perhaps it is already happening to someone you know. Today's young people find it fascinating to dabble in the supernatural, and now they and their ladies pay the penalty in Count Yorga Vampire. See Count Yorga Vampire, rated GP. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey, they said it would be a real cool session, and something's making it downright chilly. So shut that door, folks, and draw closer to the player as Sharky Todd and the Monsters cut loose with The Horror Show.
Lots of crazy people dig the horror shows. I go to the movies and I sit and doze. I'd like to take a Dracula run up to my place and meet my family face to face. My mother-in-law, she's getting long in the tooth. She wants a new fur coat and a long-lost youth. She howls about on three nights. She makes my blood run cold as ice.
I don't have to see the horror show. I've got a werewolf right under my nose.
There's a creepy feeling and an air gloom. When my little woman comes a-flitting in the room, I kiss her goodnight. She gives me a peck. Marks on my neck.
I don't have to see the horror shows. I've got a vampire right under my nose. My wife's sister's got a hole in her head. She got a one eye green, the other two are red. She got a haunted look, stringy hair, and a long black cloak she just loves to wear. I don't have to see the horror shows. I've got a monster right under my nose. Well, the werewolf, the vampire, the monster and me, we're real gone ghouls that you can't see. Now I'm gonna get it back to my cellar again. I'm getting my brand new atomic brain. I don't have to see the horror shows. There's an atomic creature behind this nose.
The Googie Rene Combo, 1966, with The Chiller on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Googie was a pianist and a singer, and with his dad Leon, ran the Class Records label in California. His combo includes names like saxophonist Blas Johnson, guitarist Howard Roberts, and bassist Red Callender. Before that, The Horror Show, done by Sharky Todd and the Monsters. Sharky, I think, is really singer-songwriter Wally Whitten, who led an English skiffle band called the Vipers, and they occasionally masqueraded as Sharky Todd and the Monsters. Also music from the movie Jack the Ripper by Pete Rugolo and Jimmy McHugh. The movie was in 1959 and is a highly fictionalized account of the Ripper murders. Seems more money was spent promoting this film than on the actual production, but it made money at the box office. Happy Halloween to you and yours from all of us here at the Underground Martini Bunker. I'm Daryl Brogdon. My email's host at retrococktail.org. At the website, you can browse playlists, buy Retro Cocktail Hour gear, and listen to the show on demand. You'll find it all at retrococktail.org. From the University of Kansas, it's the place to find the Retro Cocktail Hour and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Marty Manning and his orchestra, and that, of course, is the Twilight Zone theme on the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's probably one of the most recognizable TV themes ever done, and it originated as part of a package of production music that Marius Constant was commissioned to write for CBS TV. Lud Gluskin, the music director at CBS, took two different short themes by Constant and combined them into what came to be used as the theme for The Twilight Zone. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and this week we are celebrating the season with some classic monster pop, some devilish ditties, and, of course, trailers from cheesy horror films. Up ahead, there's music for Voodoo by Les Baxter. We'll hear from one of the great Halloween bands, Frankie Stein and his Ghouls. Also, one of the original TV horror hosts, Zachary, along with tunes by Peggy Lee, The Fiends, Spike Jones, and John Williams. Plus, Lon Chaney Jr. sings. It's Mostly Ghostly on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Good evening. My name is Bela Boris. Welcome to my house of horrors.
Hello, into a green hell of horrors in search of a secret fortune in diamonds and gold.
I want that money so bad that every time I close my eyes, I can see it.
Marla English, a woman possessed by a passion for wealth. Tom Conway, a man maddened by his lust for power. Touch Connors, a white hunter entrapped by an adventuress's black heart. Lance Fuller, victimized by desire. Mary Ellen Kay, a blonde captain in the darkness of Voodoo Land.
Not man, not beast, but a combination of the best of each.
Voodoo Woman, an experience in terror that'll tear your nerves to shreds. Secrets torn from the earth as old as the earth. Combining voodoo witchery with the most advanced of medical sciences to create before your very eyes Voodoo Woman.
Buy a ticket to this movie, you're entitled to a full seat, but we guarantee you will only use the edge of it when you see Don't Look in the Basement. Welcome to Green Park Asylum for the incurably insane. There's just one problem. Someone has mixed up all the files, and you can't tell the inmates from the doctors. Don't look in the basement. Once you're locked inside, they're not going to let you leave alive. A different twist in terror from the maniacs who brought you The Last House on the Left. Again, they warn you.
Caution. To avoid fainting. Keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie.
Don't Look in the Basement. A special weekend late show from Filmways, rated R.
Yeah.
That's Frankie Stein and his ghouls. Lullaby of Ghostland, here in the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was a studio band that did five albums of swingin' monster pop between 1964 and 65. They were released on a children's record label, and they had titles like Ghoul Music and Monster Melodies. Before that, Les Baxter and his orchestra with Voodoo, a tune that was recorded in the 1950s, maybe for one of Les's big band Exotica albums, but for some reason it was never released. That is, not until the mid-90s and the compilation album The Exotic Moods of Les Baxter. And we began with House of Horrors, done by Merv Griffin. That's from 1962. Thanks for joining us here at the Underground Martini Bunker for another Retro Cocktail Hour. Still to come, music from Monsters, Munsters, Mummies, and other TV fiends. Now from 1959 comes an album called Spike Jones and Stereo, which is a collection of songs about various monsters and evil goings-on. Here's a tune that features Thurl Ravenscroft, the voice of Tony the Tiger, and various Disney attractions like the Haunted Mansion. This is Teenage Brain Surgeon. I guess the doctor will see you now on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
I was out of grade school at 6, high school at 8, college at 10 and a half, and after 3 years pre-med, I was the head doctor of brain surgery. After operating, I'd pause, tighten the gauze, wait for applause, while my patients laughed hysterically. Obviously, they were in stitches over me. I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a knocked out, fractured brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town. While the other kids were digging Dick Clark from coast to coast, I was a digging Dr. Kildare, like man you know the most. Even when I was in grade school, I had that medical look. I never got past the appendix whenever I opened a book. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Suture.
Suture.
Oops, anesthetic.
Anesthetic.
Whenever I went out dancing to make my night complete, I brought along my stethoscope. Man, you hear the wildest beat. One night the band was playing I've Got You Under My Skin. I scared a fella half to death when I said, may I cut in? I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a rockin' rollin' brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town.
a deserted theater down by the pier. And if you value your life, you won't go there. For up in the balcony and down every row, a killer with a knife roams ready to strike in the Flesh and Blood Show. They were young and beautiful actors and actresses, but little did they know they would meet a deadly fate in the Flesh and Blood Show. Ah, those young people of Shakespeare and love, they thought they knew all there was to know. But behind the scenes, a killer awaited them in the Flesh and Blood Show. So you brave and bold moviegoers, listen to me when I tell you what you ought to know. That the most chilling experience of your life will occur when you see the Flesh and Blood Show. The Flesh and Blood Show, brought to you by EVI in color, rated R.
He was a strange one, a relic from an age long forgotten. Some music he liked, some upset him terribly. He loved parties and party music. He was so dull. After all, what ideas can the creature from the Black Lagoon have? He only wants to feast on the grapes of wrath.
Dick Jacobs and his orchestra, The Monster Attacks, music done originally for The Creature from the Black Lagoon. And here on the Retro Cocktail Hour, it's from the album Themes from Horror Movies, another of those records you could buy from the back pages of Famous Monsters magazine back in the day. Also, Sid Dale and his orchestra with some production library music entitled Ghosts and Skeletons. This is the Retro Cocktail Hour and our annual Halloween party. I'm Daryl Brogdon here at the Underground Martini Bunker with the Cool Ghoul coming up. Next, though, it's an album for which I have a particular fondness. It's the first album I ever bought with my own money. The title is Music from Monsters, Munsters, Mummies, and Other TV Fiends. And it's by Milton DeLug and his orchestra. This is Creature from Under the Sea. On the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR.
coming soon to this theater. A ghastly, ghoulish, and totally incredible motion picture. The Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman. This is Wandesa, Queen of the Vampires and Satan's favorite mistress. Werewolves and vampires will reign supreme, and things will happen that have never been seen by human beings. Your blood will boil and your flesh will crawl. No one can escape the vampires, and no one can run from the werewolves. If you can take it, see the most sensational fight to the finish ever filmed. See The Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman.
On the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPIR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hiprov, starring Colin Mochrie and Asad Meki. Sunday evening, November 3rd, combining hypnosis and improv for a totally unique live comedy experience. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Lovely hair, isn't it, my dear? Rain beating on the granite, the smell of the fresh dug earth, and the withered flowers. Uncanny, but I have a feeling you and I were meant to share all this. Here, take my hand. Come with me, come with me. Come with me to Transylvania. You like it there.
You'll look grand in Transylvania, cobwebs in your hair. We'll hear the wolves at eventide. We'll have our coffins side by side. When we arise, we'll feel such pride to be home, to be home. You'll like the folks in Transylvania. They're just your kind. You'll feel at home among the mummies and the Frankensteins. 100 years you'll share with me, or maybe 2 or even 3. I know the way to Transylvania. Come, my dear, with me. In every way, my dear, Transylvania is the real you. Somehow life there moves at a saner pace. Not that it's dull. On the contrary, some nights it's positively festive. You'll see the werewolves changing shape. Skeletons dance and creak and scrape. You may see King Kong going ape. As a rule, he's real cool. Later on in Transylvania, if we're alone, maybe we can learn to build a monster of our own. Supporting you will not be hard. I've got a vampire union card. Oh, come with me to Transylvania. Come, my dear, with me. Ah, here, take my cake. It'll keep your sweet little neck nice and warm.
We'll be right back.
Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra in the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This is on the album Bongos and Brass. Before that, Come With Me to Transylvania, done by Zacherly the Cool Ghoul himself. He was the host of Shock Theater on Philadelphia TV in the 50s before he moved to New York and WABC. Beginning in 1960, Zacherly did a bunch of records with titles like Spook Along with Zacherly and Zacherly's Monster Gallery. And there was Lord Rockingham's 11, a band put together for a TV show called Oh Boy, the first teenage music show broadcast on British TV with Lord Rockingham meets the monster. We're meeting all the monsters this week on the Retro Cocktail Hour because it's our annual Halloween Spooktacular. Next half hour, spooky tunes by The Fiends, Ted Lurch Cassidy, and Lon Chaney Jr. The Retro Cocktail Hour is here every week on stations like KTNA, Talkeetna, Alaska, KRPS, Pittsburgh, Kansas, and Wyoming Public Radio. To stream the show on demand any old time, just visit Mixcloud.com or RetroCocktail.org.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. Was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be bewitched, bewitched.
That's Peggy Lee and the theme for Bewitched on the Retro Cocktail Hour. The song was written by Howard Greenfield and Jack Keller. The story is that Sinatra's Witchcraft was briefly considered for the theme music, but the producers didn't want to pay for the rights. So Greenfield and Keller were brought in to write a new theme. They only had about a week to get it done, and it's one of the most famous TV themes ever. You've got the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and thank you kindly for hanging with us here at the Underground Martini Bunker. Coming up, Lon Chaney Jr. sings. You're probably familiar with the movie Bell Book and Candle, right? Starring Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak as a beatnik witch. George Duning wrote the music for the movie, and later Steve Allen added lyrics. In 1960, that version was included on Steve's album Monday Nights. Here's Bell Book and Candle on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Start. witchcraft, but they've never been caught in its grove. At the sound of the bell, you are under my spell. You'll be trapped by the voodoo that doo-doo. Silence the bell and close the book. Snuff out the candle. Chance I took, too hot to handle. Bell, book, and candle, I'm only human with you.
Satan and his shrieks in the night. If you think you've seen horror shows before, we warn you, this new kind of show is completely unlike anything you have ever seen. The action takes place in the audience. You'll be surrounded by the most hideous horde of horror creatures ever to walk on the earth. You'll see back from their graves. Fiendish vampires who drink human blood. Living corpses, werewolves, ghost women, 1,001 nightmarish creatures. Girls, do you have the nerve to meet the Invisible Man? He puts his arms around you. You can't see him, but you feel his presence. What a new thrill. Dr. Satan hypnotizes everyone in the audience, including you. You'll see the slave maidens at the mercy of hideous beasts. Human sacrifices, death on the slab. So scary, your blood will run cold. Dr. Satan has appeared in person with and startled George Gobel, Donald O'Connor, Orson Welles, Jack Bailey, Art Baker, and many others. Ed Johnson of the New York New Long Last. I have seen a horror show even scarier than advertised. A horror show strictly in a class by itself. If it's thrills you want, thrills you'll get when you see Dr. Satan's Shrieks in the Night.
Thanks a lot for turning.
song.
You're welcome.
To a dance that we can do to any song.
Anytime.
Each of us has a secret desire to destroy. Each of us would like to be able to become the other being, to know the master makeup artist's magic. How to make a monster. Broadway stellar performer Robert H. Harris brings to this theater the most terrifying of men, a man whose mind is distorted by hatred.
I'll use the very monsters they mock to bring them to an end. This maniacal strength will linger in your arms and hands. And with it, you'll destroy your real enemies. Exactly as I instruct you.
Pending autopsy findings, I would say that he was attacked from behind by someone with fiendish strength. So what do we have to do? Look for a monster?
We're not talking about actors. We mean a real monster.
Behind the scenes, in Hollywood's wonderland of make-believe, where pretty girls parade their pulchritude, terror stalks with the stealthy steps of death. And death following death permeates the very air you breathe with horror.
I have a great honor to bestow upon you. I intend to add you two to my collection.
See the Master Monster Maker's Chamber of Horrors in color. How to make a monster.
Thank you, thing.
Ba 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 ba
watching some old mystery on TV. I wish I had somebody here with me. Sitting here alone is scaring me.
Well, everybody dying. Well, I ain't nobody down here.
If I fed up just yesterday, swear I heard somebody close that gate. Grab my trusted pistol from the drawer. Gonna find out who came in that door. Whoever is a messing around down there, better hear this warning and beware. Cause I'm gonna shoot some bullets through there, and one of them is about to part your hair.
Oh, I wonder, wonder. There.
Well, there's a band called the Idols with The Prowler here on the Retro Cocktail Hour Halloween Spooktacular. No idea about this band. They seem only to have made a couple of records, both 45s, back in the late 1950s. Another Halloween mystery. Ahead of that, the Addams Family, done by a band called the Fiends, who also appear to have done just that one record. Hey, speaking of the Addams Fam, we also heard from Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch on the TV show with The Lurch, written by Gary S. Paxton and introduced by Ted Cassidy on TV's Shindig. Well, as it does for all of us, the end has come. That is the end of this year's Halloween Spooktacular. Hope you had yourself a good time and that you enjoy a safe and happy Halloween, and that you'll join us here again for the music that's always shaken, not stirred, here at the Underground Martini Bunker. The Retro Cocktail Hour's on Facebook with over 10,000 members worldwide. Also, remember, you can listen to the show on demand at RetroCocktail.org and at Mixcloud.com. At the website, you can find playlists, merchandise, and a lot more. Again, that's at RetroCocktail.org. Okay, we're going to leave you, as we always do on the Halloween show, with Lon Chaney Jr. This is a tune by Ronald Stein, which was written for the movie Spider Baby, a very black comedy about an extremely weird family. Happy Halloween from the Retro Cocktail Hour and Kansas Public Radio.
Dreams and bones and bats and bones and teenage monsters and haunted homes, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite, better beware, there's a full moon tonight. Cannibal spiders creep and crawl, boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Take a fresh rodent, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young one she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Oh.
sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
From the University of Kansas, it's the place to find the Retro Cocktail Hour and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. If you've got an old car that won't make it through another Kansas winter, KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We turn your donated vehicle into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
My name is Tony Cabot, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 62 and fair. Wind is light and variable from the east-southeast. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. It's 62 and fair. From KPR's 24-hour weather center, I'm Maria Lopez.
The guitar has been an essential part of jazz since the beginning, and jazz guitarists are among the most innovative figures in the music. Today at the Green Lady Lounge, we've got guitars galore with a group known as Guitar Elation, featuring two of Kansas City's top guitar pickers, Danny Embry and Brian Baggett. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Please join us for an hour of original KC Jazz, live at Green Lady Lounge. Thank you.
Oh, Danny Embry on guitar, Brian Baggett on guitar. That's been a bossa nova battle of the guitars there, too. It's not a thing. What's next to another Danny Embry tune? This is one that's featured on our two-record set, Double Live at Green Lady Lounge. This one's called Defunct. Defunct, by Danny.
Thank you. Thank you.
tag it on yourself. His tune. That one's called Default, featured on our two-record set, Double Live, Green Lady Lounge. Brian Baggett on guitar, Kenny Watson Jr. on drums. I'm Ken Levin, the same on organ. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Green Lady Lounge. We appreciate you all being here. Thank you. short break and we'll be right back. Danny Embry, Brian Baggett, Kenny Watson Jr., I'm Ken Lover. We are Guitar Relation. We got records, we got CDs, and on the set just a few minutes, so please hang out all night long at the Queen Lady Lounge. We'll be right back.
That's Guitar Relation with guitarist Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. Kenny Watson Jr. at the drums, and at the Hammond B3, Ken Lovern. There's live jazz here at the Green Lady Lounge 365 days a year. To find out who's playing when, just visit greenladylounge.com. There's more to come with Guitar Relation. Keep it right here.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And Liberty Hall, showing Self-Improvement, Self-Destruction, a night of short films on October 29th, featuring director Alex Megaro and his documentary Crush, the Wrestler, followed by a Q&A. Tickets at the Liberty Hall box office or at libertyhall.net. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Back now at the Green Lady Lounge, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and today we're hearing an hour of original tunes by Guitar Relation. Let's begin the next set with something by Danny Embry. This is Fourth Door on the Left, live at Green Lady Lounge.
So much. Yeah, that's Danny's tune. That one's called Fourth Door on the Left. Fourth Door on the Left. What's next tune's based on a Cuban beat. This is a composition of mine. This one's called Guayero Wego. Guayero Wego.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much. That's two to mine. That one's called Guayetawego.
Thank you.
An original by Ken Lovern entitled Stinky, played here at the Green Lady Lounge by Guitarlation. Featured in the band are guitarists Brian Baggett and Danny Embry, with drummer Kenny Watson Jr., and Ken Lovern at the Hammond B3. Today's show was recorded by Ken Lovern and John Scott, post-production by Chuck Smith. The series is produced by your host, Daryl Brogdon. Live at Green Lady Lounge is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Green Lady Lounge. From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Philadelphia today, where she made several stops, including a rally at a community center in North Philly, where she got the crowd cheering as she encouraged them to vote.
Philly, I've got a question for you. Are you ready to do this? Are we going to do this? Yes. Are we ready to vote?
Harris also said this election is too important for people to sit on the sidelines. Democrats will need a strong turnout in Philadelphia to offset Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's advantage in the state's rural areas. Trump, meanwhile, held a rally today at Madison Square Garden in New York City. He said that when elected, he'll launch on his first day in office the biggest deportation program in American history. Before he spoke, allies got the crowd fired up by calling Democratic presidential candidate Harris the Antichrist. Former President Trump is promising to cut taxes on tips, overtime, and even Social Security benefits. And this weekend, Trump floated the idea of cutting all federal income taxes. His running mate, though, isn't so sure. NPR's Luke Garrett explains.
On Sunday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance called the elimination of federal taxes, quote, aspirational. During an interview with NBC's Kristen Welker, Vance argued tariffs on foreign countries could fund the federal government instead of taxing citizens. When pressed on whether he thinks ending income taxes is possible, Vance relented.
Is it on the table with the Democratic Congress that we have? I don't think that's realistic, Kristen, but I do think it's good to set an aspiration of what you want the country to look like.
So you don't rule it out.
And right now we're working on cutting taxes on tips, cutting taxes on overtime.
Tax experts say these cuts would severely increase the country's national debt. Vice President Harris also supports eliminating taxes on tips. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.
The disputed results of Saturday's parliamentary elections in Georgia are dividing European Union leaders. Terry Schultz reports that some EU lawmakers are demanding the bloc withhold recognition of the outcome, which gave 55% of the vote to the ruling anti-EU party known as Georgian Dream.
Under the Georgian Dream government, the country has turned away from the EU and toward Russia to the extent that Georgia's candidacy for EU membership was suspended earlier this year. Election observers cite illegalities including vote buying, double voting, physical violence, and intimidation. Lawmakers from several EU countries insist in a joint letter on withholding international recognition for Georgian Dream, demanding an external investigation. But EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell issued a statement calling for reform with no mention of possible non-recognition. And the man who's currently the rotating president of the European Council, Hungary's pro-Moscow Viktor Orban, has issued congratulations and is on his way to Georgia. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And you're listening to NPR News. World leaders met recently to discuss saving the planet's biodiversity. Extinctions are happening at a rapid pace, especially in Hawaii, as NPR's Lauren Sommer reports.
Hawaii has more threatened animals than any other state, many found nowhere else on Earth. But soon, one of those species will be taking a small step in recovery. It's a kahuli, a Hawaiian tree snail. The tiny snails look like jewels, and there were once more than 700 species. Half of them are now extinct, largely because of invasive animals. Many have been brought into captivity for safekeeping. Now, biologists with Hawaii's Department of Land and Natural Resources are poised to release one species in the mountains of Oahu next month. It'll be a walled enclosure to keep invasive species out, to give the snail the best chance of survival. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
McDonald's officials say testing has ruled out beef patties as the source of an E. coli outbreak that's been linked to its Quarter Pounders. At least 75 people in 13 states have been sickened by the outbreak, and one person in Colorado has died. The Food and Drug Administration says onions from a single supplier are the likely cause. The University of Miami has broken into the top five of the AP College football rankings this week for the first time since 2017, following their win on Saturday over rival Florida State. That win moves their record to 8-0. The rest of the top five remains the same, with Oregon in the number one slot, followed by Georgia, Penn State, and The Ohio State University. Texas is in sixth place, followed by Tennessee, Notre Dame, BYU, and Texas A&M. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation, dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back.